Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No, I'm not participating in that. We have two debates in December that I've agreed to participate in. The rest of the month is going to be spent campaigning, doing the political work you've got to do to get the support of people in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Florida. So we'll be hitting the trail. I spoke with Donald Trump earlier today. I indicated that we just can't make this debate. We're going to focus on the other two we've got and have some campaigning. He understood my perspective and wished me well.
There's Mitt Romney explaining why he told Donald Trump thanks, but no thanks. He will not participate in the debate later this month. So far, it's Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich who've confirmed they will attend. Maybe we ought to get a couple of comedians to go. What do you think? Maybe we get Jimmy Fallon and you get Craig, Ferguson, get Jay Leno and all these people to go and have some fun with Newt. At any rate, that's how we get started. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show featuring the GOP race for the presidency, including Donald Trump's debate. To debate or not to debate, I guess that's the question. Here's radio host Jay Weber, who doesn't understand why any of the candidates would want to go be involved in this circus.
Well, tell me that you don't have less respect for Newt Gingrich now that he's run to New York to meet and be seen with the Donald. What is it with Donald Trump that the Republican candidates are legitimizing him as some sort of important endorsement or important figure in the process or the party? This is a guy who voted for Obama last time around and has nothing but good things to say about Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and that whole New York Democrat crowd. What does Donald Trump have anything to do with the Republican Party? Well, he ran, yeah, for a couple of weeks. And, yeah, it is the candidates who are giving him power and weight in the process. Yes, the media is gaga for Donald Trump. They're going to follow him around wherever he wants them to. They're going to treat him like a celebrity. They're never really going to report the truth about the man, that he's built his fortune on the backs of others and on a mountain of bankruptcies, and that he, in truth, is just some loudmouthed idiot. They're not going to report that. We know the media is going to treat Trump as some grand figure when he doesn't deserve to be. But why are the candidates all flocking to New York to meet with the guy? Everyone from Sarah Palin early on to Newt Gingrich this week. And he's claiming his endorsement is an important one. But you know what? It's going to be instructive for most voters in that they're less likely to vote for a candidate that Trump endorses. Really, there's a new Marist College poll out that confirms what an earlier poll found. There was a poll found taken when Trump was a candidate for the first time and he dropped out and said he wasn't going to endorse someone else. There was a poll taken at that time. This poll confirms it. His endorsement is worse than meaningless. It would backfire on the person who gets it. Marist College shows that more voters in Iowa and New Hampshire would be turned off by a Trump endorsement than would be positively influenced by one. In both states, only about 20% of Republicans said they would be more likely to cast a ballot for a candidate that Trump endorsed, while more than one-third, what, 34-35%, say Trump's endorsement would make them less likely to support his chosen candidate. Why would you want that endorsement? And now he's going to moderate some GOP debate on the 27th, and virtually all the candidates are agreeing to show up. Why? Let me give you an analogy that is perfectly apt. And this is dead on. This is no different than if rapper slash mogul Jay-Z were to say, I'm holding a Republican debate. I'm going to moderate it. You all need to show up. This is no different than if Barbara Streisand or Simon Cowell decided to hold a GOP forum and moderate it themselves and insist that all the GOP candidates show up. Those are apt analogies because all of those people are entertainers slash celebrities who've built business empires and are probably far better business people than Trump himself. Why would Republican candidates flock to some Jay-Z or Simon Cowell event? They wouldn't. It'd be a joke. You go ahead and you hold your event and you moderate it and none of us are going to show up and participate. You go ahead and do that. How is Donald Trump any different? Well, Jay, he was in the Republican race for a while. So what? His candidacy was a joke. It lasted for all of, what, 2 weeks? This gives him some sort of pull or authority in the Republican Party now? When he voted for Obama the last time around, had nothing but good things to say about the guy, and routinely heaps praise on other Democrats?
Sounds like a bad mix to me. How about to you? Well, Jay Weber, he's a pretty, I would say, perfunctory is the word I would use to describe him and his work. So there we have one point of view. That's what we're all about here, points of view and your comments at 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here are hosts Carrie Dozer and Chuck Powell, again about the Donald and why anybody would want to get his endorsement.
Chuck and I are scratching our heads this morning wondering why in the world Donald Trump continues to remain viable, interesting, and have so much power. He keeps talking and people keep listening.
I just can't imagine. I don't know if there is a person. Now, I know he's accomplished a lot of things, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if there's a person out there who makes me roll my eyes more than Donald Trump.
Saying something.
I mean, he is the king of in one ear and out the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know he's got some points. However, when it's entirely wrapped in his own arrogance.
Then, everything is.
Yeah. I mean, look, there were merits to your coffee.
Uh-huh.
Right? You had a delicious cup of coffee. Uh-huh. When it was wrapped in the barbecue potato chip, it ruined it.
That's right.
So even when Donald Trump makes a point, because of his arrogance and because of his me-first mentality, I cannot take him seriously. And yet, get this. Here's the quote. At this moment, the most coveted endorsement in the Republican race is the endorsement from Donald Trump.
Head scratcher. Do not understand for the life of me. Now, he's out with a new book, and he went on the Today Show. And I love when Matt Lauer interviews anybody like Donald, because I know that Matt Lauer knows these guys. He lives in New York. Matt Lauer is a high flyer, by the way. He probably has been out to dinner with Donald Trump, you know, several times.
Yeah.
Personally.
Sure.
Not like me, Donald, and 25 other people. No, Donald and me. He knows him. So when he sits down and he asks him real questions, I listen, because I know that they know each other, and I think this is relevant, right?
Right.
So he says, you know, what about these debates? What do you think? Who are you going to endorse? And, of course, Donald does this. Oh, I don't know. I'm still thinking, ruminating about this endorsement. But he says, if the wrong candidate is nominated, if it's a candidate that's not going to win and is not very good, I will certainly think about running as an independent. Wait a minute. You tried this before, and you were laughed out of town. Nobody took you seriously. And yet he has the audacity and the ego to ruminate again that if it's not the right guy, in other words, if it's not the guy that I think should be,
right,
like, not my guy, I'll think about it.
Could you imagine if he had the power of the presidency at his fingertips?
Oh, dear.
I mean, this guy thinks he walks on water because he hosts a bad reality show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine if he was running the free world.
You know, some of these people take themselves so seriously. Give it a break, would you please, between Weber and Powell here. These guys, give it a break. Shake it off. Give yourself a little breathing room and stop taking yourself so seriously. Maybe that's it. What Donald Trump is Donald Trump. Anybody who's got a brain knows what he's all about. He's a showman. He's a showboat. He's an egotist. He's arrogant. All of those things are true. He's a character. And so you're trying to diss him because he gets attention. That's what the world is all about. You people are silly. Listening to some of these talk hosts and their rap sounds silly to me. All of this stuff, methinks thou dost protest too much. And none of you, if Donald Trump wanted to be on your radio programs, would put him on? Come on, stop. In the meantime, I think that's enough on the Donald. The GOP race will continue with our focus on that next year on The Countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gift for less at Office Max. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staffers standing by. Gift for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/17.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Gonna need police and medical. Kel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
You want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
800-510-8255. Let's now, as we move into the general contender box here, spend some time listening to Steve Forbes, who's talking now to Wolf Blitzer about why he thinks Rick Perry is still a better choice.
I've known Rick Perry since over 10 years ago when he first became governor and put in some excellent reforms to their legal system in Texas, especially against tort lawyers. And so he's much better, came across much better in person than he did in those early debates. So I think with practice, he is getting better. And I think his positive policies, especially on the flat tax and energy and other areas, I think will hold him in good stead as people finally make up their minds in January and February. Again, this is a very highly fluid situation.
You're a candid guy. What do you have against Newt Gingrich?
But I have nothing against Newt. I just think that Rick Perry is going to be a far better candidate and has demonstrated a real executive ability in Texas. And his ideas are as good or better than those of Newt. So it's not anti-Newt so much as it is pro-Rick.
Well, why would he be better than Newt Gingrich? Give me a specific area where you think he's more qualified to be the commander-in-chief.
Well, I think in terms of his ability to run the second largest state in the union, Newt, as you know, had a lot of problems when he was Speaker of the House. He's obviously learned a lot from that. But Rick Perry's demonstrated an ability to work with the legislature, get teamwork going in terms of getting things done, getting major things through where he is the chief executive. Newt was Speaker of the House, not President of the United States. And he has a great ability to negotiate.
Nonsense. And I like Steve Forbes. I was a supporter of his when he was running on his own. But
has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280. but now is only $1.99. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffen here reviewing what the hot hits are in talk radio. The news cycle has been dominated by, over the last few days anyway, the end of Herman Cain's campaign. And now Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich back and forth. Have they found common ground? They have. They've demanded the resignation of U.S. Ambassador to Belgium, Howard Gutman. Both candidates call for the removal of the ambassador, who was heavily criticized for comments made at a meeting of the European Jewish Union in which he said that anti-Semitism among Muslims was a result of the continuing tensions between Israel and the Palestinian terrorists and Arab neighbors in the Middle East. Pretty interesting. I'm in Israel doing the program this week, and there's been a lot of talk about that here as well as at home. Let's go back to our talk, focus on the candidates, mostly Citizen Newt now, as hosts Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talk to Craig Shirley, who is the author of a book called Citizen Newt.
Right now, a lot of people are trying to cast Newt Gingrich as being part of, well, he's always really part of the Washington establishment. I mean, he was in Congress in 94, and so, you know, if you really want something different, that's not Newt. That's the same old, even though he's masquerading as anti-establishment. But you would beg to differ, wouldn't you?
Well, I wouldn't beg to differ. I think you're right. He has been here more or less since he was first elected to Congress in 1978. You know, he's done the lobbying and other things, being out of Congress, that a lot of members of Congress do. On the other hand, there is a distinction to the Washington culture. You know, you can be in Washington without ever being of Washington. You know, Reagan was here for 8 years. He was head of the national government, but nobody ever thought of him as being, you know, part of that, the Washington establishment or part of the Washington culture. So, I do, quite frankly, regard myself in that same category. I've been here, you know, more or less for 30 years, but I've never felt that I was part of the Washington culture. In fact, spent more time, including Gingrich in his career and Reagan, fighting it, like a lot of other conservatives who were here, not signing up for it.
So the concern, the additional concern, more so than the Washington establishment, I think, even, is somebody who has a lot of ideas. He's very impulsive about presenting those ideas. Some go places and others don't. It gets him into sticky wickets where he seems to be on one side of the issue one day and another side of the issue another day.
Right.
And it also tends to raise concerns about, is this a guy who, like Obama but differently, thinks that he can order society? You know, he's the smartest guy in the room. He's got all the right programs and superstructures to be constructed, and he can kind of make everything work as opposed to really reducing the size, scope, and expanse of government and letting the interactions of 300 million Americans make the society work.
I don't know where to start. I am not a spokesman. I am a biographer, as I am of Ronald Reagan. I'm approaching this book in the same way I approached the Reagan books, which was to be open-minded. You know, there's something on the order of maybe probably now about 1,000 books written about Ronald Reagan. Many of them harsh, many of them inaccurate. I decided to write more open-mindedly and more fact-based. The same thing is about Gingrich. Is that my bibliography now on for Citizen Newt is about 50, 75 books. Most of them are extraordinarily harsh. The others he wrote. but I'm approaching this open-mindedly, but this is a political biography, not a personal biography. So, but if you look at from the time he first ran for Congress to the time he got here in 1978, right up until 1994, and especially the 104th Congress, he was always a force inside conservatism and inside the Republican Party.
All right, so we've got Newt. Let's see, who are the candidates now? We have Newt and Mitt pretty much tied at first place. Ron Paul is in a strong second. Matter of fact, some of the polls show him ahead in Iowa. Then there's Bachman and Perry and Santorum that are all, Huntsman, all sort of in the back of the pack. Of that group, who do you think is most interesting? I find of the outside of the top three, I think that Huntsman is most interesting, most intelligent, most articulate. That just is me. Bachman and Perry and Santorum, although some people like Santorum, but he doesn't have any vibrato, you know what I mean? The thing that we are going to talk about next on the countdown, the post office. Lots of discussion about post office problems here.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Tis the season of some assembly required. So stop in to any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for holiday savings on select tool sets, like the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool gift set, only $49.99, or the Gear Wrench 5-piece universal ratcheting wrench set, just $29.99.
Napa Know How!
Now you can get something for everyone in the family, including your car. Offer expires 12/31/11 while supplies last.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Best Buy and BestBuy.com, save $100 on the new Kodak Hero 9.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 17th. Lowest ink replacement.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Now in the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits, the big stories, the topics that many of your favorite talk hosts on your favorite stations are pursuing. Certainly this week, we've got a lot of discussion going on about the post office and the ridiculous circumstance they find themselves in because of unbelievably bad management. They want to cut out first class, the overnight express mail, that sort of thing. Well, first class would be changed, gutted, really, so that why would, you know, who's going to bother to send any mail? That's really the bottom line here to this story. Here from MSNBC, Tamron Hall talks to a correspondent for NBC about the cuts the Postal Service is now proposing for next year.
The U.S. Postal Service is announcing major cuts to mail delivery, and it will likely have a bigger impact than many people expect. The Postal Service wants to lay off 28,000 workers and close 252 mail processing centers in a last-ditch move to avoid bankruptcy. Now, the changes could make it impossible for first-class mail to arrive the next day, could also slow down important deliveries like your monthly medicine, and affect how fast you receive things like movies and magazines.
The fact of the matter is our network is too big. We've got more capacity in our network than we can afford. We've got to set our network up so that when volume continues to drop, our network is nimble and flexible enough to respond to those volume losses.
NBC's Tom Costello is in Washington. And Tom, there was an expert basically that said people may not be paying attention now, but when the things they want are not in the mail, there'll be concerns.
Yeah, if you were expecting that you're going to mail a letter and it gets there tomorrow, no, that's now going to take 2 days. A letter that was going to take 2 days now will eventually take 3 days coming in the spring. They're also talking about closing about 3,700 post offices around the country. You mentioned about 252 mail sorting facilities. They want to save $3 billion, but here's how they're going to do it. No more next-day first-class mail. They already have improved that one-cent increase in first-class mail. That starts in January. And in addition to that, they are now moving to, in total, get rid of about 100,000 workers. Listen, when he talked about mail volume, it's dropped 29% in 10 years. It's going to drop another 50% over the next 10 years. You can blame the internet and email for that. People simply aren't using the mail like they used to, and as a result, they've got a bloated infrastructure that they feel like they've got to cut down. In addition to that, of course, they've got this huge pension liability thing hanging over their shoulders. Yeah. And lastly, they want to cut Saturday delivery service, but that will take congressional approval.
All right. So they just don't get it. The reason, one of the reasons that more and more people are going to the internet is because they're so damned inefficient. And, I mean, I've tried any number of times over the years, instead of using FedEx or UPS, to send things overnight to support the post office. And generally speaking, 80% of the time, they don't get there the next day. And they fight with you about giving you money back, that kind of stuff. So why would you want to patronize something as inefficient? Give the whole system to FedEx and UPS. Let them run the whole system and fire all the postal workers, even though, for the most part, I guess it isn't really, I was going to say, their fault. They can get jobs working for UPS or for FedEx. But in the meantime, you and I are paying billions of dollars a year as taxpayers to support this bloated, stupid system that doesn't work. Agree or disagree? Post office callers invited at 800-510-8255. Why is there such a problem, a lot of people are asking? Well, let's see if host John Gambling, who here talks to Postmaster General Patrick Donahue about the problems and whether or not there's an answer here. Hey, let's listen and see.
You got some serious issues here, and I know you want to close some facilities. I wonder, though, by changing the delivery time 1 to 3, 2 to 5, and raising the price, that's a difficult business model, isn't it?
Here's what's happened, John. We've had a number of issues from a standpoint of revenue and volume that's affected the Postal Service over the last 4 years. Namely, the recession has hurt us, and that's hurt us mainly from a standard mail, advertising mail standpoint. But over the course of the last 10 years, we've had a relentless drop of first-class mail, predominantly the mail that comes into the blue mailboxes. People have moved to paying their bills online, and we have to make some changes financially in order to get our books financially straightened out. And one of those changes is to change the processing times and consolidate facilities where we work that mail.
Yeah, I read this morning that your first-class mail has dropped over 25% in what, just the last year or so?
In the last 3 years.
And 3 years.
The thing of it is what's important for everyone to understand is first-class mail makes up more than half of our revenue. So as that drops, we've had an increase. Packages, our priority mail packages are up 5%. Our last mile, what we call Parcel Select, where we team up with UPS and FedEx to deliver a lot of the e-commerce mail, that's up 15%. The problem is when you lose the first-class volume that we've lost, you've got to make the operational changes to make ends meet.
Isn't it really trouble you? Am I the only one who thinks this guy sounds like he's making excuses for his own bad management? There is no excuse other than incompetence. Why couldn't, with all the support they have, with all the money, with all the influence, with all the power, why can't they run an efficient operation? Because they are dependent, or they aren't. They can certainly grab money from you and me. That's part of, it's like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, same thing. They don't need the money of the taxpayer, but if they don't run things well, they can get at the money from you and me, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, and that's what happens. There are some people who blame the Republicans, and there may be some credibility to that, for a bill that was passed a year or two ago that forces the post office to pay $5 billion ahead into the retirement plans of his people, and that certainly would bankrupt. Is that what the Republicans want? Well, what do you think? 800-510-8255. Becky, listening to the countdown in Kentucky.
First of all, I'm really, a lot of people are really going to be upset about that with the post office. I just wonder why they can't figure out some way to compromise or something, because there are so many people that don't want to electronically send their or pay their bills online or whatever, and cutting it down. A lot of people don't want to even cutting it down to 5 days a week, and talking about post office We only have one in our area, and it's always, unless you get there when they open, it's all the way back. I mean, you just get discouraged when you go there. But I've seen at times, like the holidays or something or whatever, they might have to have somebody come out to the line to see, like, okay, if it's just a regular letter or something like that. First class, they'll take it. The lady will take it or whatever, depending on what it is. But a lot of people, I won't do it electronically, and I have a computer. But a lot of people just don't trust it doing it electronically, and they're used to doing it that way, and they don't want the changes in the post office.
800-510-8255. The post office has problems. What about it from your perspective? How much do you use the post office? Will you be inconvenienced by the new schedule? Certainly people who are paying their bills for the phone, let's say, or who are paying their electric bills, and they, because everybody's tight, they want to wait till the last minute. If you figure it'll take 4 days for it to get to the electric company, and now under this new system, it takes six, how does that change the way you do things? Gloria in Pennsylvania, quickly, please.
My comment is that the Postmaster General, the area supervisors, they get big bonuses every year, July. And my problem is they don't have the money and they have to close all the facilities. And why are they still getting these high bonuses? For what?
Pretty good question. Yeah, good question, Gloria. The bonuses for running the thing into the ground. Brilliant, right? Quasi-public employment and management. John in Texas, here you go. You are a post office person?
I retired from the post office 2 days ago. I'm 65 years old. I worked there 25 years. I was 39 when I started, and I turned 40 before I finished my 90-day probation. And I've seen the huge change in the Postal Service. They really should call it the Postal Department, because the service has been taken out of it for quite some time. Well, when they started with the letter sequencing, all of the mail that goes in there, a carrier cannot touch that mail until he leaves for the street. So when he gets to an address where somebody has moved, he has all that forwardable mail in his hand. He takes it back to the post office that evening, is sent back to a processing plant. So all that mail is already delayed by another 2 days. There's already a built-in about 25% missequencing of the mail in the mail processing centers. They simply cannot read a lot of the addresses that are on the letter.
That's pretty interesting. Thank you, John. That's very telling. The service getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Debbie, in Kentucky, what do you have to say about post office service and the predicament they find themselves in now?
Okay. I am a postal worker, and a lot of the things that have been said in the media, there's misconceptions. Number one, the post office is not supported by any tax dollars. We are considered a quasi-federal agency, and we are supported totally by the revenue that is brought
okay.
in on the
so postage. All right, let me just ask you a question then, because the general public thinks, and so do I, that if you have a deficit that they can go to and have gone to and will go to the federal government to bail them out. That's not true, so you're going to go bankrupt.
No, it has never happened before.
That's not true at all, Debbie. I've known of four instances in the past 10 years where money from the taxpayer has gone into the coffers of the post office. So I don't know where you're getting your information or what they're telling you, but that's not true. The post office has been bailed out by the general fund four times in the last 10 years.
Well, I know, and they also have taken money from our retirement fund to help fund Social Security also.
Where did that? I'd like to know more about that. Where can we get some information on that?
Yeah. I'm sure on the Internet somewhere.
That's what your union is probably telling you that, right?
No. I've heard that on the news myself, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've never heard that, but I'm not perfect, and I don't know everything, so it may
well,
be that that's
none of us
true.
Do.
I'll take
and
your
also,
word for
too,
it.
And also, too, I would also like to add that the studies that the Postal Service is doing to determine which facilities are closing, what they're doing is they're picking which ones they want to close, because we in the Lexington facility have much higher productivity rates than the facility in Louisville, Kentucky, but yet they are proposing closing us and keeping Louisville open.
Yeah, well, goes back to the ridiculous management in the post office. The system is run by people who have no common sense and who don't understand what running a business is all about. I'm running short on time, Debbie. I'm glad you called, though. Good luck in all of this. 14 before the hour on the countdown.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor's Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring 3 decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying. And so you use memories and sensations.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits, and Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Christine in Pennsylvania, your thoughts on the post office situation.
In 2007, during the Bush administration, Congress wrote legislation that was passed that required the post office to fully fund its retirement for the next 75 years within the span of these 10 years. It's cost the post office $5 billion plus dollars every year since that legislation was put into place, and it's gutted the post office. Constitutionally, we should have a public post office, and Congress has gutted our post office, and no one talks about the legislation during the Bush administration while all this privatization was started and is continuing.
All right, more, I guess, of the blame game. Is it President Bush? He's to blame for a lot of problems we have today. Is he the one responsible for the mess in the post office? I suppose, in part, maybe you can make that argument, but there certainly are a long list of other problems year in and year out for decades. 51 past the hour, Fast and Furious, up next on the countdown.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up next here on the countdown, a look at the Fast and Furious controversy, continuing with the Justice Department in the focus. Here from Fox, Shepard Smith talks to Judge Andrew Napolitano about the release of thousands and thousands of documents from the Justice Department about this operation.
The Justice Department released more than 1,000 pages of documents over the botched gun tracking operation Fast and Furious. And today there are new accusations that the feds lied over how they managed the program. As you probably know, Fast and Furious guns turned up at the murder scene of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. How do you approach this thing?
Well, what came out is a revelation that not only were guns being facilitated into the hands of drug cartels, but the cash that the drug cartels were earning as a result of their unlawful activity was being deposited in American banks by DEA agents. So they were acting in furtherance of money laundering, again, so that they could determine how the money was laundered and who came to the bank to collect it. Of course, they facilitated the money laundering of close to $30 billion in cash. They seized about $11 billion of it. Where did the rest go? Into the hands of the bad guys. Through the hands of the federal agents and into the hands of the bad guys.
So how do you even begin to approach this?
You have very novel law enforcement techniques that the American public will say this is ridiculous, and most members of Congress will say this is ridiculous. You have the DEA allowing guns to get in the hands of the bad guys, and then you have them participating in the money laundering. This has been going on for a while. This is not just the fault of the Obama administration, but it's coming out now. This bit about the money laundering is new, and the Obama administration hasn't even been in a position to defend it yet. The guns is another story. That they apparently misled the Congress on, and some heads will probably roll.
$30 billion?
Yes. It's an unbelievable amount of money. I mean, the drugs don't have an intrinsic value of that, but they have a market value of that because of what these drug dealers have to go through to get the product from the producer in Mexico to the user in the United States. But the thought that this money passed through the hands of federal agents who facilitated its movement, they didn't stop the people who deposited in the banks, they deposited it for them, is repellent. Why does the government have to break the law in order to enforce the law?
Pretty good questions there from Judge Napolitano. This administration looks really bad when it comes to this Fast and Furious thing. And Holder has never looked good, but he looks really bad, I think, in this circumstance. What about you? 800-510-TALK. Here is radio man Jim Sharp with Congressman Paul Gozer of Arizona. They talk about the latest in the investigation into this operation.
For those who are just getting caught up on all this, by the way, Fast and Furious was the program where the Department of Justice, through the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau, got gun dealers to sell guns to people they knew would turn around and sell them to drug cartels in Mexico. And the more I read about this, the more I research this, Congressman, it just seems like there was no mechanism here to really make arrests. There certainly was no mechanism to follow the guns. They didn't track them once they got into Mexico. Of course, one was found, two were found actually at the scene of the murder of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. And this is just starting to smell more and more like they were up to something other than law enforcement here. No wonder they're dodging everything.
Well, you know, Jim, it's even worse than what you're talking about is that this is the first time in unheralded history that we didn't do surveillance on the guns nor put tracking mechanisms on them. In fact, when law enforcement special agents were trying to do their proper surveillance, and the rule of thumb is to never let a gun walk without surveillance, they were told to stand down by the DOJ and the ATF. So the problem is that in nearly these 2,000 guns that are out there, 1,400, we have no idea where they're at. The only way they're going to turn up is at crime scenes on this side of the border, on the other side of the border.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, comment is that what they were really after, appears to us, is gun rights, new regulations. Because even Mr. Holder said it in his testimony a little over a week and a half ago, is that if we had better gun laws, this wouldn't have happened.
What are people telling you? I don't want you to reveal anything that you can't reveal, but what are people telling you behind the scenes? Is that the sense you're getting, that this is really all about the setting of the political agenda as opposed to law enforcement?
Oh, they you know what they did, Jim, is they actually put our law enforcement folks back in our hometowns and our counties and our state at risk because these weren't small weapons. They almost like an extortion type of deal. Allow these guns to have straw purchases where somebody buys a gun and giving it to somebody who cannot own a gun. These were long rifles. They were like 50 calibers, AK-47s. You know, in fact, one of the gentlemen who bought over 700 of these guns was on food stamps, and the ATF kept telling the drug dealers or the gun sales folks, sell the guns, sell the guns. And that's an odd position to be in because the ATF controls the licenses of these gun sales people, and then they're also telling them to sell the guns. So they're put into a catch-22. So this is an absolutely horrible situation that's going on, and everybody ought to be alarmed about it.
That's it. Another hour under our belts of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here. Hopefully be around for more.